Young people are moving to St. Louis, and we're going to meet two of them in just a moment. But first, we're taking the worst Christmas song ever. Tom, how you doing, Tom? Mm-hmm. Are you still there, Tom? I can't hear Tom. Sounds like he's underwater. But the song he wanted to nominate was this one.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll.
I gotta be honest with you. I never heard of this song before, but this could be the worst Christmas song in the history of Christmas songs.
I want a hippopotamus.
Sorry to play that for our next guest. They just moved to St. Louis a month ago, and they represent the 120th interview in our series of interviews with young entrepreneurs in the St. Louis area. Jared Miller and Samantha Rudolph are with us. They're a husband and wife team, and they've created Babyation. And they're going to tell us now what Babyation is all about. Samantha, why don't you start? And by the way, good morning. Welcome back to St. Louis, your home, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You grew up here.
I did. I was here until 2000 when I left to go to college and then start my career on the East Coast. And now I'm very excited to be back.
So you guys won a Arch Grants Award?
Yes. We are fortunate enough to be an Arch Grants recipient class.
You moved here from where then?
We were in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yes.
Fantastic. That's exactly what we want to hear. Young people moving to St. Louis to start a business.
Absolutely.
What's your product or service?
We run the company called Babyation, where we're making the world's most innovative breast pump.
Explain that.
Absolutely. So if you're familiar with the breast pumps that are currently on the market right now, they are not great for women, to put it mildly. They are loud, they are clunky, they are uncomfortable, and they require working moms to step away from their desk for as many as 2 hours per day. Ours is completely different. Our end goal is that I can be sitting here doing this interview with you right now, pumping milk for my five-month-old son, and you would have no idea. It's quiet, it's discreet, it's controllable by smartphone. It basically puts breast pumps into this millennium.
It's a revolution.
Oh my gosh,
that's amazing. So is it actually on the market yet?
It is not. And Jared can tell you a little bit more about that.
Jared?
We're working to finish up our prototype. Breast pumps are class 2 medical devices, so the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has to have their say in clearing it for the market. So we're looking to finish that prototype, and we're bringing on board some local mechanical and electrical engineering firms to finish up that design in the next couple months. Then we move into that FDA clearance process with the hope that that will put us on market probably by next fall.
Was there a eureka moment in the creation of this new breast pump?
It wasn't so much a eureka moment as it was an inspiration. We were on vacation in March of 2014, and I religiously read a blog in the New York Times called the Motherlode blog. And the article that Sunday morning was entitled, "Shouldn't the breast pump be as elegant as an iPhone and as quiet as a Prius by now?" And that really resonated with me, and I turned to Jared and I said, "This is ridiculous. Women deserve better." And he said, "I can build that."
She got very, very angry. She was kind of had a little bit of a soapbox moment and railed against this, rightfully so, an industry that really hasn't changed in 20, if not 40 and longer years. She was right to be mad, and the article was right to point out how terrible the current state of breast pumps are for poor moms, and especially working moms. And I said, well, how hard could it be? How hard could it be to make something better? And she said, well, put your money where your mouth is, and here we go, and now we're making it.
How hard was it?
It's tricky. I think when we originally had this concept, we didn't realize it would be subject to the FDA's clearance process. But we've been tinkering with it for a while, and then as we move into that, we've had some really good signs from FDA consultants, several different ones, that have said, hey, look, your ideas are fairly straightforward. This is a well-understood space. It's not easy, but your regulatory pathway is relatively simple.
So you got $50,000 from Arch Grants. You moved to St. Louis. Is your goal to sell these in every country on earth, or would you like to develop it and then sell out to Johnson & Johnson?
We'd like to build a business in St. Louis. That's really important to us. So we've been fortunate to receive that Arch Grant that you mentioned. A few weeks later, we were awarded something by the Small Business Administration, part of their Innovate Her national competition. We won the local round, so that was another sign. But we've been taken with St. Louis. We are so impressed with the entrepreneurial ecosystem, and we really want to start something here and give back to this amazing community.
Thank you so much for doing that. Samantha and Jared, husband and wife team who've come up with Babyation. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, they met at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school, so They've got top academic credentials they're bringing to this enterprise and our radio program today. If folks want more information about Babyation, what do they do?
You can check out our website, babyation.com, B-A-B-Y-A-T-I-O-N. We're also on all the usual social media locations, Facebook, Twitter, but definitely check out our website. You can sign up for our mailing list to get more information as we start to finish up the product and get it out there to the market.
Still looking for investors?
We are indeed. Making a Class 2 medical device is a fairly expensive endeavor, but St. Louis has been very good to us so far in starting to help us, especially as we look to manufacture it and have those sort of engineering resources come on board locally. Everyone here has been really, really helpful in getting us there.
Someday you might be in Walgreens or Schnucks.
That is exactly the hope. We'll start small on our website and then quickly, hopefully, expand into some national retail chains as well.
Absolutely. And you know, something to keep in mind is that this is a product for working moms, but this isn't just for moms. Dads can benefit from this. Grandparents can benefit from this. So this is something just to keep in mind as you're in the baby space. Breast pumps are very, very crucial.
Well, when you get off the ground, don't forget to buy some advertising here on KMOX. All right. Samantha Rudolph, Jared Miller, husband and wife team behind Babyation. Thanks for joining us today on KMOX.
Thank you so much.
We'll have our 121st interview on that first Tuesday of the new year, and it'll be at 10:50 in the morning. Charlie Brennan on The Voice of St. Louis. Well, if you need money,